The Smokehouse Players will be back on stage early next month with their production of Kent Brown's one-act Valentines and Killer Chili. If that title sounds familiar, maybe you were here a few decades ago when the now-defunct Ozark Stageworks produced the show at Jerry's Diner on College Avenue, producing the play at night after the Jerry staff had finished cleanup after lunch. The playwright, Kent Brown, at the time taught at the University of Arkansas. This two-night performance will be a fundraiser for Magdalene Serenity House, a nonprofit helping women who have experienced trauma, addiction, or incarceration. Last week, the co-founders of Smokehouse Players, Terry Vaughn and Tim Gilster, who also happened to be the actors in the play, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio. With them, director Jacob Christensen and Amy Hardwick, a volunteer with Magdalene Serenity House. The play will be at the Ozark Smokehouse on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in a one-time walk-in refrigerator that has been converted to a bare-bones but intimate theater. Terry Vaughn says the setting fits with the approach of the Smokehouse Players.
It has limitations just because of the construction. So you can't really have a set. And props and costumes are limited. So we put our focus on the words of the playwright and ask the audience to fire up their imagination and fill in the blanks, which the audience has been very happy to do. And it's been really a great experience for us. The actors are right in front of the audience. And so there's an intimate exchange. And I think it's been a lot of fun.
Tim, isn't that part of the charm?
Part of the charm, you have to find shows that succeed in the space, but also Terry and I lived in New York for 28 years and did a lot of off-Broadway. And that was always the engaging thing of having the audience right in front of you and to have it very bare bones because there's very little budget when you're in New York and you're putting on a showcase or an off-Broadway show. And so having that audience right there, seeing you, and you're not hiding behind a costume, not hiding behind a prop. And it's really something that people have just embraced here in Fayetteville.
Jacob, you are directing the next production, Valentines and Killer Chili. What is it like for a director for Bare Bones? Is it, when you strip all of it away, any different?
I think that it's a lot harder to do bare bones theater well than it is to put on a sort of spectacle-laden piece of theater. When you take down some of those things that might be extra to a script and focus in on the acting and the words of the playwright and the performances and the structure, you're left with the building blocks of something that can be really, really impactful. But it takes people who are going to work hard to make something really beautiful out of it. And I think all types of people, performers and audiences, all types of people discover something really rich in theater that focuses heavily on performances and on, you know, the words of the playwright in scripts.
And we should mention that this is Jacob's second time at the Smokehouse Players.
That's right.
He directed our first production of In the Middle of Nowhere.
So how was the selection of this script made and why?
Well, this was actually an idea of Frank Sharp's. He approached him and me with the script. We knew the script because we had actually seen a production of it in Malvern, Pennsylvania with Kent. Back in the day.
Kent being Kent Brown, the
Kent
playwright.
Kent Brown, yes. And Frank had seen it at Jerry's Restaurant when they had done it here in Fayetteville years and years ago. It stuck with him. He loved it. He showed us the script. We knew it. Our concern was the length because it's a one-act play. So Frank had the idea of cooking up a chili dinner that would accompany it, which was fabulous. But our tickets are free, the model of the Smokehouse Players. But we're associated with Magdalene Serenity House, so it all just kind of came together as a great idea for a benefit for Magdalene. We would have the chili dinner. We would have live music. Then we'd have the one-act show. And all donations that would come in would go support Magdalene Serenity House.
And Amy, I want to ask you about Magdalene Serenity House here in a minute, but Terry, back, you said you were concerned because of the length of one act, meaning that you felt it wasn't quite enough.
Exactly. I mean, the goal of Smokehouse, what we have done is our mission is to provide free theater to the Northwest Arkansas community while we're shining a light on Magdalene Serenity House, which is a very worthy organization. But we want to give people a reason to come out and a full evening of entertainment. Valentine's and Killer Chili is about a 30-minute show. So it's just not quite long enough unless there was a companion piece to go with it. But if you're going to serve them a chili dinner and then you're going to serve them, you know, a one-act play and live music, then it just becomes a whole great night of fun.
Amy, you're a volunteer with Magdalene Serenity House?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been there?
Well, as a volunteer, I've been there since September. But before that, I was their first executive director. So I worked with them for 2 years as their startup executive director.
For people who are unfamiliar with the mission and the work of Magdalene Serenity House, what's the thumbnail sketch?
Well, the fundamental story of who we are is that we are a 501c3 nonprofit that helps women who have experienced trauma, addiction, and incarceration by providing them with long-term housing in a safe environment and career support. And we do all of this by developing community partners that help with that mission.
How did this partnership with an unconventional theater company and Magdalene Serenity House develop?
Well, Smokehouse Players had wanted to find someone in the community that we could try to support and shine a light on. And I had done a prison stories project with Amy and Johnny, who was in talking with, and it just seemed, we talked to her, she was enthusiastic, we loved the cause and what they're trying to do there, and it just seemed to be a perfect fit.
And at Magdalene, we're strong believers in art helps heal the spirit, and I am an actor as well, and that's how I knew Terry and Tim, and it just seemed, when they came to me with this idea, it seemed like a natural fit.
All right, Jacob, let's do a thumbnail sketch now of, and make it short since it's a 30-minute script, but to give people just the idea of what happens in Valentine's and Killer Chili.
Yeah, Valentine's and Killer Chili is this great story of a truck stop waitress named Jackie, and she's got all these crazy descriptions about her that I'm sure you'll experience as part of the show, and then a truck driver named Jason, and it's sort of this tender, funny look at a night that they spend together on Valentine's Day. Both of them are sort of looking for things in each other that maybe they find or don't find.
You mentioned that it can be more difficult to do a bare bones play, perhaps more magnifying on the words in the script. Is a 30-minute production more magnifying as well because every syllable might count?
Right. In any one-act script, in any short script like this, you find that every moment means something to the overall course of it. There's very little subplot, and there's very little extra time. So, the performances that Terry and Tim give are going to be one sweep through the lives of these characters, and you're going to see every moment count towards what they're experiencing and what they're after in each other.
One thing I do want to mention is we are going to have pre-show music by Rob Button.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Jacob, would you talk a little bit about Rob and how he partners with us at Middle of Nowhere and how he's going to bring live music to this venue?
Yeah, absolutely. Rob Button is a local musician. He's a really, really talented guitar player. He plays as part of several bands, and he joined us for In the Middle of Nowhere to provide musical accompaniment and some interaction with the actors. In now two of three shows done by the Smokehouse Players, there have been live music as part of the experience.
Yes.
And that is something that I feel really, really works, especially with Bare Bones Theater and especially with the kind of unconventional space that Smokehouse Players is in. So we are involving live music once again. There will be a concert portion prior to the show, and then Rob will be playing some music for us and being involved in the show in other various ways as well.
Within the show, it's going to be really great.
Amy, I think there's an interesting juxtaposition here because it's a 30-minute show, and the interesting juxtaposition is that Magdalene Serenity House is anything but a brief amount of time. I mean, you have women who've been through trauma who can stay there for a while.
Right. It's actually a 2-year program. That's the way it's designed. We're based off of a model called Thistle Farms out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I kind of think of them as the mothership. They've been doing this for a long time. And they felt pretty early on that a lot of programs out there would benefit from a longer term in the program. And so when they set theirs up, they intentionally set it up as a 2-year program. So when a woman comes and commits to being involved in this program and moving into the home, they're aware up front that it's our goal have them stay there the entire 2 years, no matter how good they feel. You know, they could 6 months into it, hey, I feel great. Well, that's wonderful. But stay another year and a half and get more healing under your belt, get more support and services while you can, and set yourself up for the best chance of success when you leave the program.
You use an interesting verb there, commit.
Mm-hmm.
What goes into that commitment for someone who's going to be there?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So part of what they focus on while they're in the program is their sobriety. So they commit to being involved in AA or NA, actively involved. They choose a sponsor. The first 90 days that they're there, they have to complete 90 meetings in 90 days. So, and then once they make it through that 90-day commitment, they still have a minimum number of meetings that they're required to attend a week.
Terry, you've mentioned this is not the conventional, unconventional setup for smokehouse players.
Yes.
That since there is food, RSVPs should happen, there is a minimum contribution.
Exactly. Normally, the normal format for smokehouse players is free theater, no reservations, first come, first serve, and any donation that we get the first night, opening night, goes to Magdalene. This is a benefit specifically for Magdalene Serenity House. So the smokehouse players, together with Frank Sharp, are doing this on February 8th and 9th. And what we need people to do is advanced reservations are required because there's food involved, and Frank needs to know how much food to cook. And each individual, when they make their reservation, has to make at least a $20 donation to Magdalene Serenity House because it's a benefit.
How are rehearsals going?
They're going great. Being in the smokehouse is such a fun place to rehearse. It's such a unique environment, and we've had a lot of fun playing with the way that we can use sort of that minimalist set in a really effective way. I think audiences are really going to like the show that we put on.
Jacob Christensen is the director for the upcoming production of Kent Brown's Valentines and Killer Chili. We also heard from the co-founders of the theater company, Tim Gilster and Terry Vaughn, who will also be the actors in this production. And Amy Hardwick, a volunteer with Magdalene Serenity House. The play, produced February 8th and 9th at the historic Ozark Mountain Smokehouse on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, will be a fundraiser for Magdalene Serenity Smokehouse. You can reserve a seat and find out more at the Facebook pages for Smokehouse Players or Magdalene Serenity House. This is Ozarks at Large.